I'm with Jonathan Liu, who wrote something very good for The Guardian this week about the World Cup and identity, that identities became things through the World Cup that we got to see people put on and take off and were immensely malleable. We got to see that in a practical sense, i.e. what country certain players qualified for. The very idea that more players was out, Jonathan can correct me when I'm wrong, more players for Curaçao were born in Rotterdam than in the capital of Curaçao, or is that Cape Verde? No, I'm right.
Okay,
Cape Verde. So more players were born in Rotterdam than the capital of Cape Verde who represented them. That the crowds themselves over in the United States, because of the United States' proud history of having a huge diverse number of communities, we saw those communities embrace the ones that reflected them. And then just simply people deciding who they wanted to cheer for and root for as the competition wore on, which, you know, as it whittles itself down, that was a facet of it as well. And Jonathan, you saw a fair bit of hope in this. I see a fair bit of hope in this as well. I view the ugly side of nationalism and everything that goes with it descending into fascism to be a group of, let's be honest about this, men telling people they can only be one thing. But the World Cup to me seemed to be very representative of the idea that people are very much consistently many things simultaneously.